Welcome to Politically Emotional, talk to transform our collective emotional pain. Here's your host, Diane Altomar.
Welcome to the show. So today we are talking about chaos, a lot of chaos in the White House this week, and our continuing conversation about the emotional chaos in this country on social media and in some of our relationships. In the White House this week, Gary Cohn, Trump's chief economic advisor, quit after a dispute about tariffs. Trump is being sued by Stormy Daniels, a porn star that alleges she had an affair with the president in 2006 and 7. And Trump admitted, "I like chaos." Many Americans have been feeling a lot of anxiety this past year, and chaos certainly doesn't help. In fact, anxiety and chaos go hand in hand. When things are chaotic, our anxiety level rises because we don't know what's happening or what to expect. So today we are talking about the anxiety that is present in this country and the chaos that ensues. I welcome your calls at 425-373-5527. If you are watching this broadcast on Facebook Live, make sure to read my comments so you can hear the callers. You'll want to open another browser window and go to 1150kknw.com and click listen now so that you can hear our guests. Our first guest will be with us shortly, but first I want to highlight what's good that happened this week, because things are changing. And although the White House and the administration has not passed any new federal gun law legislation, change with gun laws is happening at the state level, and corporations are also imposing restrictions because people are standing up, having their voice heard, and not accepting no for an answer. Just less than one month after the shooting at the Parkland, Florida high school, the Florida Senate and House passed a bill that bans bump stocks, raises the minimum age to buy all guns to 21, and gives law enforcement more power to seize weapons from those deemed mentally unfit or otherwise a threat. The bill also allows some teachers to be armed in an effort to improve school safety, and the governor of Florida, Rick Scott, has 15 days to sign this bill. Also, Walmart is raising the minimum age to buy guns to 21, and Dick's Sporting Goods bans the sales of assault-style weapons, which is all a direct result of people standing up, speaking their voice, and demanding that change happen. So on today's show, with this energy of progress and hope, we are going to talk about how to continue on and what to do to transform what's still present that's not yet changing. And that is the divide in this country. And I can't think of a better guest to be joining me right now than Rob Dubois, who is a retired U.S. Navy SEAL who knows how essential it is in the face of chaos to remain unified and calm. Rob is also the founder of Impact Actual and frequently returns to the seat of national security in Washington for projects. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Diane.
It's great
to be on the show today.
Yeah, it's great to have you with me. And you have said that we as Americans are actively destroying ourselves from the inside. That is such a powerful statement. And for many of us, it certainly feels like that. How do you see us doing this, or how do you see it playing out, that we are destroying ourselves from the inside?
I would say we've become a nation of useful idiots, which, if you look back at the Soviet exploitation of American minds back in during the Soviet, the 80 years they got to live before. I was actually, I was a Soviet subject matter expert when I joined the Navy back in the mid-80s. So I was watching over those guys and learning Russian and learning Russian culture and learning how the administration or regime would do what it does to try and beat us. And basically, for as long as the Soviets were around, they were trying to undermine us, to co-opt minds in America. It was a raging success in the 60s because we had so much legitimate grievance. And that's, I think, a key part of the whole thing, is that there is legitimate grievance underlying today's co-opting, with the Russians manipulating, as every single intelligence agency is telling us, they're manipulating our media to influence minds. That doesn't mean that they forced anything. They didn't force the election of President Trump or the failing of Secretary Clinton, but they certainly had influence, and that, in effect, is the same thing as having leading to the result is the same thing as causing something. So in our case, the use validity was a concept that the Soviets loved to use about people that could, people on liberal mind, which I've been in my lifetime. I'm very independent now, but I've been both liberal and conservative over the past 50 years. And the use validity is a concept of being someone that can be co-opted because he believes in some greater good, some greater cause, the liberation of oppressed peoples and so forth, which is a very good thing. However, just like the Soviet system itself, the economic system was not designed to be tenable in the hands of people because human beings will always screw up the good things. So where, you know, we look at Christianity as an example, it was a communistic system where people shared fish and shared bread and walked around and did things in a nice way, but that the communists took over the idea and ruined it because the elites will always take all the goods. So the useful idiot that we've become in America with people who have been co-opted is basically all of us, because there's not a person who's exposed to today's media that is not in some way influenced against the truth or away from the truth because of all the false truths out there, the fake news, as President Trump describes it, which, by the way, I'm going to go on the record as saying I'm 1,000,000% convinced his administration puts out at least as much fake news as any other source in the circuit today. So I'm not saying that he's justifiably arguing that others are doing it against him exclusively.
So let's talk about this, because one of the things that you shared earlier was that media is, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'm going to let you communicate it, but that it is possibly destroying or dividing. Do you believe that the media really is dividing this country?
Yes and no. So let me qualify it. If you'll excuse me for a moment, I'm moving busy area. Yes, I did declare that the media is destroying America, and I meant it. I stand by my words, but I want to qualify it by saying that there's no malice behind it. Does that make any sense?
Yes, so there's no malice, but how do
right,
you...
Right, it's not malice, it's business. It's pure business.
Mm-hmm. How do you see the media playing a role or simply dividing us, polarizing this country? Because that really is one of the things that we talk about a lot on this show, is that, you know, we are, as a nation, so divided, and people are unfriending each other, and they're no longer going to dinner parties because somebody doesn't agree with what they do. And I know marriages that have broken up because two people don't agree on the same thing politically. How do you think the media is playing a role in that?
The media is driven by advertising. Advertising is driven by ratings, and rating is driven by spectacle. If it bleeds, it leads, and sex sells.
Mm-hmm.
So the media is destroying America because we, as we talked about it in the front of the show, are complicit. We, the American people, we've abandoned critical thinking. We've abandoned our responsibility to examine every unusual story. We've mm-hmm. become radicalized to the left and the right. I will use specific examples from my own life, and I hope I won't offend anybody in the audience, because that's how I do. But I'm, you know, I'll keep my words appropriate. I know how to mind the words I use. I won't use the dirty words. But we have abdicated, if you will, the authority we have as individuals to demand that we get the truth from any source, because in my opinion, it is our responsibility to demand that. I do demand it myself. If I hear something that sounds a little, and I hear it every day, of course, with today's social media and the so-called news outlets, that includes Fox and MSNBC, so the right and the left, if I hear something that sounds a little funny, I'll deeper dive on that. I'll look mm-hmm. in and see what's going on, what it's about. And it's so bad right now that you'll see memes out there. Anybody who actually cares about this can find a meme in about a one-minute search on Google to discover a flow chart on how to become discriminating, a flow chart on how to become a better critical thinker and not accept everything at face value. But we are choosing to destroy the fabric of our society individually, one person and one choice at a time, because we take anything that sounds appropriate to our thinking it's in line with what we think, whether it's about gays or about Muslims or about whites or about women. Whatever we think about that story we're hearing, we have learned today, because of the rapid flow, I suspect, probably the fire hose of information, we have learned to just accept it and move on, accept and move on. And so it's a very dangerous cycle mm-hmm. when we accept and move on for anything we hear, because, again, a lot of the stuff we hear is lies. And, again, personal reference here, my ex-wife and I were, she has a certain affiliation politically, and I don't have that same affiliation. I have no affiliation, in fact. I'm staunchly in the middle, because I think that, as President Washington warned us, he said, please do not let this thing devolve into a two-party system. And that is what's destroying mm-hmm. our entire fabric, our social discourse, our respect-based discourse, the way we used to have civil relations within America, even though we disagreed. Disagreement yeah. is not the same thing. We talked about this, in you and I, before the show.
Yes.
Disagreement is not bad. It's not evil. It's not a wrong thing by virtue of being in existence. Now, I'll use another example, extreme example, raping
so
babies
before
is a bad
you,
thing.
Before you get to that, can we explore that for a minute? So disagreeing
Absolutely.
Is not a bad thing, right? And
it's a very good thing, in my opinion.
It's a very good thing. So I wanted you on the show today. One of the reasons is because I want to lovingly disagree with your position on the media. And the reason
yes.
is because even if we are being shown certain things that are so-called fake or that aren't completely the truth, or it is being made salacious just to get ratings, which I don't know that I really buy into that. But even if that is the case, I don't feel like it's the media's responsibility. I feel like we need the media so much right now, and that it is everybody's individual responsibility. Like you said, the critical thinking to come back to our own being, to our own heart, to our own soul, and decide what it is that is not only happening, but even if we're not completely sure on the facts, what feels right in our heart. And one of the things that I really see happening as a result of this administration is that we are all being awoken emotionally, which is a good thing, because it's
yes.
getting us right. It's getting us to, like you said, go back to that place of critical thinking and connecting with how we feel emotionally and why we're being affected. Why are we so triggered by certain things that Trump does or Trump doesn't do? Or why are we so affected by people that say, I love Trump or I don't like him at all? Why are we so affected by that? Because there is emotional upset going on within each one of us as a result of what's happening. And that really is the gift of it. And I think that some of the media is doing an amazing job and that we really need them. So regardless of whether it's the media or Trump stirring up emotions, our emotions are being awoken, and it's our responsibility as to what we do with those emotions and how we move through them and how we really use them in a way that helps us individually transform our life and the world around us. And that is what I really want to communicate today, because we're all affected by things. And we have to pay attention to that feeling and get deeply connected. I share in Clarity so much about how to move beyond emotions so that you're not controlled or consumed by them, but that you transform who you are as a result of that emotion.
Yeah, I actually agree with you 100%. That's what, you know, this is what the kind of discussion we need to have within society a million times, or actually rather 330 million times, because everybody in America has that responsibility you're describing. And it, in a way, you're saying what I'm saying in a different way, because I came out saying the media is destroying society, but the underlying cause of that is not, it's not a Murdoch company. It has nothing to do with the actual, the media mechanism, the machine that makes so-called news and pushes it out at us, is just an agnostic tool. Like, you know, we have gun debate on right now, which is a great analogy. Gun debate, you know, the one side says guns don't kill people. Well, neither does the media destroy society.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a human being has to put his hand on the trigger, whether it's a virtual media thing or a physical weapon.
Can we take a quick commercial break and come back?
Of course.
Because
that's a good topic. We'll save it.
I want to talk to you about exactly what you just started out with, and that is what is happening with the gun debate and the laws that are changing and some of the laws that aren't changing in this country. Will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
All right. We will be back after a short commercial break. Stay tuned. One of my least favorite things to do is shop for groceries, prepare everything, cut it all up, and cook. What's for dinner was an exhausting question in our house until Gobble. Gobble is fresh food that arrives at your door every week, fully prepared and ready to cook. The Thai coconut curry soup is one of my faves, and my husband loves the blackened chicken with marbled potatoes and broccolini. Everything comes fresh, chopped, and ready to eat in 10 minutes. And because Gobble is a sponsor of Politically Emotional, you get $50 off this week. Go to DianeAltomar.com/Gobble. That's DianeAltomar.com/Gobble. Save time, save money, and love what you're eating.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us and watching this broadcast on Facebook Live, make sure to read my comments so you can hear the callers. You will want to open another browser window and go to 1150kknw.com and click Listen Now. My guest is Rob Dubois, a retired U.S. Navy SEAL. And before the commercial, we were talking about the gun legislation that has been challenged in this country. And Rob, I would love to hear your take on the legislation that Florida is passing right now that is on the governor's desk, ready to be signed. How do you feel about changing the gun laws?
I think that the gun laws deserve to be examined and revised, if appropriate, on a consensual decision according to reasonable people in the country. I think that's what always has been demanded of any major hot topic in America, whether it's gay marriage or abortion. If we just have human beings come to the table and being reasonable in their disagreement, then we can actually move the country forward. However, we don't have that today because of the mechanisms in place. We've devolved again to a place where it's all this or all that. I personally know of congressmen who they're literally only going with the party line. I spoke with one a few years ago over dinner who had just retired from almost 50 years in the Congress. This man had been very influential, had the purse strings of the DOD, so tens or hundreds of millions, well, billions of dollars went through his checkbook. I asked him, I said, you know, please forgive me for being blunt about this, but we're in a shambles politically. I was watching it, and it's in my book, Powerful Peace. I talk about the fact that our political figures today, they vote according to their party and not according to their principles.
Mm-hmm.
And we see 51 versus 49, 49 versus 51, and I confronted him. What is going on here? It wasn't always. I'm 50 years old. I've seen more than this. And he said, yep, I've been in the game as long as you were alive. And when I began this game, we would do the exact same behavior on the floor all day because that's politics. You have to convey that for your constituency. You are obliged to satisfy the people that are going to vote when it comes time. That's how you do your job and keep your job. But in the evenings, we'd go together. We'd get cocktails, maybe chase hookers or coke, whatever. You know, the horrible things you hear about the extremes in the Tom Hanks movie. But they would get together and discuss things and rationally work through things and find some kind of solution. and then they would go back to the floor the next day for the cameras, and each side would take credit. Oh, yeah, we finally got those idiot Democrats to figure out what's right, and they're coming over to our side, or vice versa. Democrats, those, you know, heartless Republicans are coming over to our side, and we've made this great solution, and we won. And he said, today, both parties still gather in their respective quarters at night, but it's in isolation. Mm. The entire purpose of the after-hours gathering today is the Republicans mobilizing to dominate their Democrats and the Democrats mobilizing to dominate the Republicans. And it is an outrage to me, as I said in my book. I use the word whore and I use the word senator. And I said, I don't want to put these things together for every single person in that seat, but there's way too many that are selling themselves in that way, because my country deserves better. I was born and raised to put my life on the line and did countless times. And when these people are acting like petty high school children to get somebody elected for their own side, the popular boy becomes the football captain, whatever, that's an outrage, because we have major issues, the economy, the gay marriage, the gun rights, all of these things we're talking about. These should be addressed on their issues and not on what the blue or the red says. And that's a destructive force for sure. So if we have the same discussion on gun laws, gun rights, then we would be able to move forward. But one side is saying, I want to have any gun I want in the world, and I strongly condemn that. I've used weapons that kill tanks. I've held them in my hands, and I do not want anybody going to Dick's Sporting Goods and buying one of those things. It is not right. It is flat wrong. On the other hand, I'm a firm believer in gun rights for the property as a citizen of America, that I should have some reasonable amount of firearms available to me or legal to me so that I can defend myself, because the police will not always be there first. So this is the kind of conversation that needs to happen. It's never all one or the other.
So can you explain to us, a civilian who doesn't understand, and I'm speaking only for myself, why somebody would need access to an AR-15 that is turned into an automatic weapon that can gun down 17 people in 6 minutes? Why is somebody in the Senate or the House fighting for an individual to have that capacity to kill somebody in our country? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I won't argue in favor of the person having a bump stock and automating weapon. There's a couple of videos also. You know, the information is available to all of us. I wish that all of your listeners would go online, look for a video. There's one of a woman who is very competent with a weapon, an automatic weapon, and she's firing it in a full auto status. The rounds per minute, I can't say the number, but it sounds to me about the same speed as my own M4, my own M16 updated version. It sounds like the exact same rate of fire. And she said this is not modified except for the bump stock. And she's showing what an actual bump stock will do. So that's the kind of conversation we need to have, where people across the entire discussion are informed about what all the technologies are and what all the options are. Because, again, the reasonable person will say, I never want to have another school child endangered. And yet, so the division becomes, how do we stop that? And so arguing for arming teachers, for putting metal detectors in the schools, for taking away guns from everyone. All of these things are on the table, and I think they all should be, because, again, the rational, reasonable discourse will lead us to a good conclusion. But we're not able to do that. As you described earlier about the media, it isn't the media destroying America. It's Americans choosing not to be responsible with what they're taking into their hands for guns or with what they're taking into their minds for media.
And you shared that when we speak against somebody personally, that it instantly undermines them. And that's what the problem is. That's what's destroying our ability to have this national dialogue, whether it's about gun legislation or anything else. Before we complete the show in the next few moments, what do you think? It goes so fast. It really does. What do you think we need to do to reopen this dialogue? You share so much in Powerful Peace. And for those of you listening that have not read it, it is such a profound and intimate look inside what happens. And I read it, and it was really eye-opening. So really amazing book, Powerful Peace. But what would you say we need to do to really start to reopen this dialogue?
Well, I can answer in part with a shameless plug for, like you're talking about, Powerful Peace. And
Go ahead.
What I'm doing with Impact Actual, the whole point of my forming my company, Impact Actual, and again, Impact Actual, as in .com, et cetera, the whole point of that is to help people take back their minds, take back their responsibility, choose not to blame others, choose not to throw blame for whatever their stance is on guns or abortion or the economy, to take the responsibility to stand in front of another person and not hurl personal assaults, because that instantly devalues or delegitimizes the conversation. Nobody's going to be called an idiot. Al Franken did that before he was a senator. He wrote a book called Rush Limbaugh's A Big Fat Idiot and Other Observations. Well, I was amused as an author. I was amused by the title, but it wasn't constructive. It wasn't obviously opening a good debate because it was a comedy. Ann Coulter writes things about traitors and treason and so forth about the other side. These are destroying our conversation. It's not possible for a person to be called a traitor and then be willing to be cooperative in a conversation. So
we have about 20 seconds.
Okay, great. So that's the summary, is that we need to actually take responsibility for what we say and do and think. Don't believe everything you think, because a lot of what you've been taught is poison, is deliberately designed to trick you. So go to impactactual.com and figure out the start.
Thank you, Rob, so much for being with us today. I know that we will hopefully be able to have many more conversations right here on Politically Emotional Radio. For everybody listening to this broadcast and for all of you that are watching on Facebook Live, I so appreciate being with each of you today. If you want to join my community, join me on Twitter at Diane Altomare, and go to dianealtomare.com and sign up for my newsletter. I look forward to being back with you next Thursday at 4:30. If you'd like to call into the show, leave your recorded question or comment at 626-817-6671, and it may air on a future show. Thank you so much for joining me on Politically Emotional, where we talk to transform our collective emotional pain into peace, love, and hope. See you guys next time. No religion too.